This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've been covering trouble in the land of Obamacare, with premiums for some plans going up on average 15% for those not eligible for the federal subsidy. But some changes under the health care law are showing promise. Today, a report on physicians in what are called accountable care organizations, where doctors are responsible for the health of their patients and the cost. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
It's 4:30 on a Friday at the Family Health Associates practice in Charleston, West Virginia. Patients are all gone, but Dr. Julie DeTemple and her staff are still at it.
I should be home, and I'm here, you know, typing away, doing my notes, doing my charting.
She's had to adjust from examining patients, why she got into the business, to examining data. That's really picked up now that she's also part of the Aledade West Virginia ACO, made up of 11 physician practices. They're constantly in meetings looking for ways to improve care and cut out wasteful spending. This summer, DeTemple's lab costs were flagged.
My lab costs were flagged as high, and I thought, well, that's crazy because I don't feel like I order an inappropriate number of labs.
She's right. She wasn't. It was a nephrologist in town, a kidney disease specialist she'd been referring patients to forever. He was ordering lots of lab work and duplicating tests she'd already ordered. So DeTemple did something she'd never had to do in her 15-year career. She issued an ultimatum.
I was like, look, you know, we can either fix this or I'll have to send people to a different nephrologist.
She told him what he's been doing wouldn't fly anymore.
In the future, I'm going to get paid based on how well I take care of the patient and based on how much money I save. So if somebody else is spending money out of my patient's pot unnecessarily, I'm not going to get paid.
I was surprised. I'm glad she informed me right away.
Dr. Julian Espiritu said in the days before there was this ACO, it was a you do what's good for you, I do what's good for me kind of approach. But he recognizes those days are over.
Now we have one pot and we have to respect that pot. Somebody who uses too many cookies or eats too much cookies is going to be unwelcome.
Espiritu has put his money where his mouth is, really. He's cut way back on all the tests, at least for the patients enrolled in the ACO, and his billing has dropped more than 50%. This is kind of how people dreamed ACOs would work. Primary care docs like DeTemple shopping around for specialists to find good value.
That's what we're doing, looking to see who can deliver quality care while giving the best cost.
ACOs have yet to deliver on the kinds of efficiencies that supporters have predicted for years, but DeTemple's experience shows when you give primary care doctors an incentive, they're at least in position to trip over waste and crack down. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.